is Love Your Work. On this show, we help you make it as a creative entrepreneur, find your unique voice, find the right mindset to succeed, be the first to capitalize on new opportunities to make a living making your art. I'm David Cadavy. If you want to join us here on Love Your Work every Thursday, please hit subscribe on your podcast app and get your free creative productivity toolkit. Sign up for that over at cadavy.net/tools. Smartphones are powerful, but with great power comes great potential to get off track. Smartphones are like a superpower. If you had X-ray vision, you wouldn't want to use your X-ray vision all the time. That would be a little distracting, wouldn't it? I've discovered myself one simple thing to do with my smartphone. Since I started doing this, it's made me more productive than ever, and I'm going to tell you more about it in this week's episode. This is a sponsor-free episode. There are no ads in this except for me talking about this right here. This is the perfect time of year to start thinking about what is important to you. Where do you want your money to go? To think about generosity, to think about giving. And being a Patreon supporter is a very generous and giving thing to do. You know, this show, this episode right here today is brought to you entirely by the people who contribute via Patreon every single month to make this show the quality that it is, to keep this show going. And I personally really appreciate those people. So thank you so much to them. And if you want to join these Patreon supporters, now would be a perfect time to do that. You are going to get early access to episodes, early access to ad-free interviews. We have many more interviews that have yet to come out that are up there that you can get instantly as soon as you sign up. You can get discounts on merch. Go check it out, learn more about it, and join at patreon.com/cadavy. That's patreon.com/KAD as in David, A, V as in Victor, Y. Okay, here's the episode. Do this one simple thing with your phone and get more done in the morning than most people do all day. I do one simple thing with my phone that feels like a secret weapon. It makes my mornings incredibly productive. Each night, around 10 p.m., I put my phone in do not disturb mode and I lay it face down on a table in my living room. I don't touch the phone again until the next morning after I've worked for a couple of hours. Because of this one simple action, I'm able to write on Medium almost every day. Because of this one simple action, I quadrupled my creative productivity and published 3 books in only 6 months. If you want a similar result, you don't have to put your phone face down on a table in your living room. You just have to do this one thing. Don't allow your phone in your bedroom. I used to keep my phone on my nightstand. I used it for an alarm. It ruined my mornings. One morning, I was scrolling through Facebook and couldn't stop. I had already checked my email, muttering cuss words to myself as I unsubscribed from newsletters I never signed up for. And then it hit me. I could be doing something else right now. I could start my day productively. I could start it without requests from other people and news stories that make me feel bad. I thought maybe I could take control of my mornings instead of letting my mornings take control of me. I eventually settled on one simple rule. My phone is not allowed in my bedroom. I tried making the simple rule of not scrolling through social media or checking email before getting out of bed. That didn't work. I tried making the simple rule of not looking at my phone while turning off my alarm. That didn't work. I even tried making the simple rule of not using my phone as an alarm at all. I'd let it charge next to an alarm clock. That didn't work. Then I remembered something. I'm a designer. What does a designer do when they want to prevent a behavior? They make it hard to do. This is why your computer asks for a confirmation when you delete a file. This is why you have to break the glass to get to the fire extinguisher. This is why that annoying popover is hard to close. It's called a forcing function when something is designed to prevent a behavior. It's also known as a behavior-shaping constraint. The Japanese call it pokayoke. If your phone isn't in your bedroom, it's that much harder for you to grab it. If it's harder for you to grab your phone first thing in the morning, it's harder to check email read news, or do any number of things that can waste the precious first hour of your day. If you're like most people, your first hour is your most vulnerable. Your willpower is low, you can get distracted more easily, and each distraction can lead to another. A distracted first hour can spiral into an entire distracted day. If it's that much harder to waste your first hour, it's that much easier to use it wisely. Some people think they can't keep their phone out of their bedroom. Where there's a will, there's a way. Here are a few of those ways. 1, don't use your phone as an alarm. 2, worry about missing emergency calls. And 3, live in a studio apartment. 1, if you don't use your phone as an alarm, get an alarm clock or use your Amazon Echo or Google Home. If possible, don't use an alarm at all. 2, if you're worried about missing emergency calls, iOS has an option whereby certain contacts can bypass Do Not Disturb. Leave your phone outside of your bedroom with your ringer turned on high. 3, do you live in a studio apartment? Keep your phone as far away as possible. Hide it if you need to. Some people keep their phones in a lockbox. The first step to being productive is to prevent yourself from being unproductive. There's little that can sabotage your productivity worse than wasting the first hour of your day. Do one simple thing. Keep your phone out of your bedroom. It will make it harder to make bad choices and easier to make good choices. This one good choice will lead to others. Is Love Your Work helping you find your unique creative voice? Does it bring you the inspiration and motivation you need to become the creator and human you want to be? If so, please be a part of making this a special and nourishing and thoughtful show. Support the show on Patreon. You'll be an even bigger part of this show than you already are. If you contribute just a coffee a month, you'll be helping support the hosting and production of Love Your Work. Everyone has some unique creative gift to offer the world. Together, we can give people the tools they need to bring that work into the world. The world will be better off for it. Visit our Patreon page at patreon.com/katavi. This is a different kind of model for supporting the work you love. The choice is yours. Vote with your dollars, put your money where your mind is, and keep Love Your Work going. Visit our Patreon page at patreon.com/katavi. As a thank you, you'll get early access, bonus content, and a discount on Love Your Work merchandise. Learn more at patreon.com/katavi. That's patreon.com/KA, D as in David, A, V as in Victor, Y. Love Your Work is brought to you in part by our Patreon supporters, such as mini sponsor Roxana Maynard of Agility Alchemist at agilityalchemist.com, and top supporters such as Jeffrey Mason and Vitas Pankovicius. This has been Love Your Work, and I'm David Katavi. The theme music for this show is At Sea by Durena from the album About Everything and More by arrangement with Deep Elm Records at deepelm.com. Love Your Work is a production of Katavi, Inc.